Track 10 and more news stories. Home Bargains relocation is a step closer as the flood plan has been approved. Home Bargains' planned relocation has taken the next step to becoming a reality as its flood warning plan is approved. The approval marks the latest step of the Variety Store's plan to relocate from Kingstainton Retail Park to Newton Road Retail Park. Teignbridge District Council granted planning permission in October for a comprehensive package of works to units 2 and 3 of Newton Road Retail Park, currently occupied by Pavers and Matalan respectively, and that will create a new single retail unit. The approval of the application submitted by TJ Morris Limited, trading as Home Bargains, was, however, subject to conditions, namely the submission of further documentation, including a flood warning and evacuation plan, which was submitted in November. And TDC have this week approved the flood warning and evacuation plan, bringing Home Bargains' planned relocation that little bit closer to becoming a reality. The Home Bargains' current store is significantly undersized at just 1,134 square metres. The proposed amalgamated unit at across the road, by comparison, will have a floor space in excess of 2,000 square metres. The relocation will secure the retailer in the local area, improving their retail offer alongside securing a long-term tenant of existing retail floor space where the leases of the existing retailers is soon to expire. The new Home Bargains store will retain and create over 100 jobs and will invest more than £3 million in the local economy as a result of the redevelopment works. TGM is wholly committed to fostering local employment opportunities to ensure that a significant portion of the store's workforce comprises residents of Newton Abbott, Kingstainton and nearby areas.
Dawlish MIU shut for second week. The minor injuries unit at Dawlish Hospital remains closed, currently due to staff shortages. The unit was closed last week but had been expected to reopen. A spokesman said Dawlish Minor Injuries Unit remains closed due to ongoing staff challenges. We are reviewing the situation on a weekly basis and will only reopen the MIU if we can provide a safe and consistent service. We are sorry for any inconvenience this may cause and we continue to ask people who need treatment for a minor injury or ailment to visit our urgent treatment centre in Newton Abbott and our MIU in Totnes.
Reform leader slams £4,000 per meeting sound system costs. Anger has erupted after it emerged that nearly £4,000 has to be spent on a sound system when a Devon council holds a full meeting with all its members. The cash for audio and recording equipment has to be spent each time Devon County Council holds a full council meeting in its council chamber. Some opposition councillors criticised the move by the Liberal Democrat administration to hold an extraordinary full council meeting earlier this month to debate the possibility that Exeter City Council might delay its planned elections this year. A total of 64 councils were invited by the government in December to make the case for postponing their May 2026 elections. And Devon's administration called a meeting to discuss this, even though it has no power or role in whether Exeter's elections went ahead. Councillor Michael Fife-Cook, the leader of the Reform UK group on the council, called the meeting virtue signalling and questioned the rationale for the meeting, the first of five such meetings penciled in for 2026. My first reaction to this was, why are we having a full council meeting when there is only going to be one thing on the agenda and we're not even being asked to vote, he said. Councillor Fife Cook had initially believed the cost of the audio and recording equipment was nearly £3,000, but the local Democracy Reporting Service has found it is actually nearer to £4,000. Councillor Julian Brazil, the leader of the council, stressed the costs were small compared to the overall council budget, and particularly what it was effectively being forced to spend on local government reorganisation, the process of abolishing and merging councils that has been mandated by Westminster.
Water Safety Volunteers receive Excellence Award. Two Tynmouth Lifeboat volunteers who have taught hundreds of young adults across the South West about how to stay safe in the water have been honoured by the Royal National Lifeboat Institute. Alan Harwood and Shannon Wilson have designed and delivered tailor-made training sessions for apprentices working in and around the marine environment to educate them about the RNLI's life-saving mission and to promote vital water safety messages. Steve Instance, the RNLI's water safety lead for the Southwest, presented Alan and Shannon with Excellence in Volunteering Awards at a recent regional meeting. The awards recognise individuals who consistently go above and beyond in a volunteer role and who demonstrate the RNLI's core value of selflessness, courage, dependability and trustworthiness. Earlier this month, Tynmouth Lifeboat Station announced that its volunteer press officer, Amy Furlong, had also achieved an RNLI Excellence in Volunteering Award for her dedication and hard work.
Police surgery at Community Centre in Newton Abbott. A Newton Abbott Community Centre will be hosting a police surgery next week. Members of the Newton Abbott neighbourhood team will be at the Buckland Centre on Tuesday, January the 27th. Officers will be on hand from 10 a.m. until 12 p.m. A spokesperson for the team said, "Please take this opportunity to raise any concerns you may have and to find out what we are doing to tackle the issues that matter to you. If you are unable to attend, please don't forget you can report crime on our website. Please be aware that although every effort will be made to attend this meeting, it may be cancelled without notice due to unplanned policing requirements on the day. Everyone is welcome, and it would be great to see you there."